The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We continue, or actually begin, the conversation here with Riverdale coach Kevin Woodson. The Warriors even their record at 10-10, 1-4 in District 7 AAA as we reach the midway point. Had the chance to come out to Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym last night. Coach, it was a pretty decent crowd to watch the battle between two big rivals.
It was. It was a good crowd, and that's always good. And it's always fun to get back in the gym after Christmas and start playing the city teams because, you know, you get a lot better crowds, a lot more students come out, a lot more of the community comes out, and just makes for a fun atmosphere.
Well, when the students get creative with the signs and everything, I saw a few last night, you know, it's that's what it's all about. That's what high school is all about. Should be for those who don't play.
It is fun. I saw the three signs that we were holding up. I thought they were pretty good. So I'm sure Blackman had a couple too, but I didn't see those.
Yeah, well, I usually like to look around to see because kids are pretty creative with those things. Last night, when, you know, in a game against Blackman, it's very interesting, the matchups between teams. I mean, gosh, you scored 71 points the other night against Siegel, and last night scored 30 against two different teams, obviously. But this league, every team is different, has different strengths. Last night, Blackman likes to play the half-court kind of game, and that's what you were forced to play last night and did a pretty good job, I thought.
Well, our team is sort of a half-court team also. Our depth doesn't allow us to really play 94 feet a lot. You know, if we try to do that the whole game, I don't think we're going to be very good at the end of the game because we're just not going to have any legs because we're just not very deep. You know, we've got a couple of older kids that we need to keep on the floor as much as we can. And then sort of, you know, we've got some younger kids that play. We sort of rotate them around. So, you know, the way Siegel plays, they get after you and make you go 90 feet. So a higher scoring game. Us and Blackman, more of a half-court team. And it was a good defensive battle. I thought both teams really played good defense. That's one of Blackman's strengths. And, we just came up a little short. You know, you think you hold a team to 36 points. You got a shot to win. We did have a shot to win, but we only scored 30. We've played Blackman twice now, and we scored 36 first time, 30 the second time. They're a really good defensive team, and their length, they're bigger at every position than us. It makes it hard for us to score.
I'm not sure how many times Blackman got up by 6, 7, 8 points last night, several times in the game, but then you come back to, you know, trail by one, then they may, you know, go up by 6 again. And in the third quarter, you took a brief lead in there and really kind of battled him basket for basket, but it was the start of the fourth quarter that really was the difference in the game, I think.
I think, yeah, I totally agree with you. I think they... gave us the lead, and then we start the fourth quarter. They convert. They get the ball to start the quarter. They convert. I think we come down, turn it over, and that's where Thompson gets the dunk. And then the next trip, we don't convert. And then the next trip down the floor, Thompson gets an offensive rebound, sticks it in, and boom, we're down 7. And then we're fighting back. And in a low-scoring game like that, down 7, you may as well be down 15 or 16.
Yeah. Well, you know, Stephen Wilson, I don't know how many times he's come into a game and contributed with a big three. And, you know, a lot of times that's a spark, you know. And we were talking about that during the broadcast last night. He gave you a spark right there. Didn't have something to follow that up, where Thompson, when he had the dunk, they did follow that up with a couple of additional possessions and scoring on that. And that's really where momentum can go either way. And that late in the game, you just weren't able to grab that momentum.
That's right. And, the turnover happens, which gives you the they gave him the dunk. But, you know, the next time down the floor, you know, just a simple block out, you know, and we worked hard on that. And sometimes, you know, you think, well, you're going to miss a block out at some point during the game. But when it happens at a critical time and where you just, you know, went from one down to five down and then they get another one, and and seven down. And like I said, in a low scoring game like that, that's a hard thing to overcome.
Burnett had 9. Paul had 6 last night. Gray had 8 points. And, of course, we talked about Steven Wilson. He had that 3. A lot of times he'll come in and hit several 3s, you know, and that really gives you a big lift. Last night, points were just hard to come by.
They were. And, you know, I thought after we fell down 7, I thought we went down and got some stops. Obviously, we fell down 31-24 first 3 possessions of the fourth quarter, and then they only scored 5 points the rest of the quarter. You know, I thought we had some good looks to get back in the game and just couldn't get them to fall. Steven had a couple. Tomas had a couple. I think Donye had one. Brad had one. And you know, we just couldn't get one of them to fall. And, you know, if one of those falls or we convert at the free throw line even, we were only 2 of 6 at the free throw line. I remember we get fouled and, you know, miss both free throws. And that's just huge. And I think we got fouled one other time and only hit one. So, you know, you're trying to make a comeback and go, you know, make a good play, and get fouled, get to the free throw line, only make 1 out of 4. That's critical.
Did have a really good win this week over Smyrna, and they really kind of proved last night. I mean, they defeated Oakland, kind of shook things up in the district standing. So, to me, it looks like that Blackman and Siegel are there at the top right now battling it out. Not that there's a lot of separation because you only lost to Siegel by 5. But, you know, when you look at the whole scheme of things, anybody can beat anybody on a given night.
I agree. And, you know, obviously you have to give the nod to Blackman. You know, we talked 2 weeks ago. Who do we think the best team was? Blackman. Well, they've sort of proved all the coaches right. I think all the coaches said Blackman's the best team. They're sitting up top. I think, you know, I think people are a little surprised that Siegel is second, but they got a very good team. You know, they got some good young players, and they play well. The up-tempo they play is good. They've got some really good shooters, and so they're hard to guard just because of their quickness. You know, the one thing I told my guys last night is I said, here, you know, one of the hard parts of coaching is this. I said, I come in here, you know, you absolutely – left it out on the floor. You gave everything you had. You did everything we asked you to do, and you came up short. And I said, I don't want you to go out of here thinking that it's okay to lose. I said, you need to hold your head high because you played hard. But at the same time, I don't want you to be satisfied that, hey, we gave it a good shot, you know, but we just came up a little short. I said, you know, there's a difference. You left it out on the floor. So you do hold your head high. I mean, that's what competing is all about. You lost to a good basketball team. But I said, there's got to be something down in your belly that burns that says, hey, I want to start winning these close games.
Well, and if you can do that, that's better than going in and facing a team where you know that they didn't give their best effort. And that's happened a time or two this year in a couple of the losses and maybe some close games. Is that kind of a maturity of your team? I mean, are you seeing them kind of grow up and grow into this this district now?
I do. I think a lot of times, you know, from right after Christmas, I think when we played Blackman in the consolation game of the Beach Christmas tournament, you know, we didn't bring it to the table that night. And then I think that carried over for a couple of games. And a lot of teams sometimes hit a lull. It's usually mid to late January when you hit that, and I think we sort of hit it early. And then we went to Laverne and by far played the worst game we've played all year. You know, and I just told my guys, I said, look, we're not as bad as what we played. I said, you've gotten in a funk. I said, we just got to go to practice, work, and get out of it. And we've played a lot better since then, and we're getting better. You know, there's some little, you know, in close games like that against good teams, it comes down to little things. You know, we talk about that turnover where Darius gets the dunk, or the missed block out, and those are the little things that are in critical situations that you just got to be focused every minute of the game, because you just never know when that possession is going to come along that changes the momentum of the game. And I think, you know, like you said, the start of that fourth quarter last night was big.
We're talking to Kevin Woodson this morning about the Riverdale Warriors. Coach, I think this is a year, and I know we've got half of the district scheduled to play before tournaments, but next time we talk, we'll be right there on it. This is the year where if you can get hot and win in that first round, you're not going to get one of the byes. You win in that first round. You've really got a shot to do make some noise because you've played, what, Columbia and Lawrence County this year.
We've played Columbia, Lawrence County, Franklin County, Tullahoma. I think they have six. I think we played four of their six. We played everybody but Shelbyville and Lincoln County.
And those are the top teams over there, I would say.
I really like Tullahoma's team. I think Lincoln County may be one of the best teams, but we go to Lawrence County Tuesday. Lawrence County beat Lincoln County. They're playing better. So it's up for grabs over there, but I think Tullahoma and Lincoln County are the top two teams from what I understand.
Well, Lawrence County on Tuesday, this is kind of a break from the district play. And how do you like that? Do you like that break coming in here just to get somebody different in, get a new look, maybe work on a few things? Or how do you approach Tuesday?
I think it depends on your team. For ours, I like it. I like that we've got to go on the road to a tough environment and play and stay sharp. We're sort of in a routine here. We're playing Tuesday, Friday, Tuesday, Friday, Tuesday, Friday. And so I think it's good for us. So I like it this year. There's some years I haven't liked it, but this year I like it. I think it's good for us.
Some teams aren't playing on Tuesday. Some playing, you know, some non-conference games and things of that nature. So is it really in there in case you needed a district makeup game or something like that, or did you usually try to make up those at another time?
Well, I think in our case, with our girls team being so good, they have a hard time scheduling, and Lawrence County is one of the better teams around here. So in that case, you know, I don't really like having to travel that far in the middle of the district season, but at the same time, you know, to get our games in, for our girls to get scheduled games against some, you know, the best teams they can try to find is important for them. And, you know, we sort of go hand in hand there.
Tough place to play, isn't it?
It is, but it's fun. It's a good environment. I think it gets you ready for tournament because they always have good support, good crowds. They get on you. And I just think that's good for you. It makes you better.
And, you know, I kind of put them in the league with, you know, like going to Sparta. We've had many trips to Sparta, you know, and it's just a different kind of place where they have a lot of local support. That's probably the only thing that's, you know, going on, you know, on a Tuesday or Friday night.
I never liked the trip to Sparta, but it was one of my favorite places to play just because you knew the crowd was going to be there rooting for your team or rooting for their team. You know, they weren't ugly to you. They were just for their team, and it's just a great high school atmosphere down there. And I don't miss the trips there, but I do miss playing there. It's fun.
Well, that, you know, district tournament down there is rough.
Right.
It was.
Well, I don't know. I've been very fortunate. I've played, I think, as a coach and player, I've played in five tournaments down there and won every single one of them. So I'm kind of fond of that
like
place.
after Tuesday, we start this whole thing over again. You got Oakland, Siegel, Memphis Central in there on a Saturday, Smyrna Blackman, and a chance. Or this is where we will see the scores come down. You know, I really think maybe on the boys' side of things, we see an upset or two or three.
Well, I think so. In all my years of coaching, last year was the strangest season in district play I've seen because there were no upsets.
Yeah, none.
Ever. Not in the regular season, not in the tournament. You know, number one went undefeated. Number two only lost to number one. Number three only lost to one and two. And if it's happened before, I just don't remember it. I thought that was really strange. And obviously you looked at the standings now, and that's not the case. Like you said, the teams are really even. You know, Blackman and Siegel sort of separated themselves. But, you know, all the games have been close. And hopefully, you know, some of us down there toward the bottom can upset some of those at the top and get it done.
Well, that's going to leave us kind of, you know, the first two get a bye. Mm-hmm. So that's going to leave all those others there that are kind of bunched together to fight it out to get there.
That's exactly right. You know, so right now, Blackman and Siegel have that upper hand to get the bye. And, you know, Oakland and Laverne are two games behind Siegel. With only five games left, that can be hard to make up.
Coach, we will see you at Oakland on Friday night, and we've got another – game or two before we get into the district tournament. It's kind of hard to believe, but you know, once we get rolling here on this last five games, it's pretty quick.
It is quick, and you know, I was looking at that the other night. Even though we're almost to the end of the schedule, they'll have eight regular season games left. So I'm thinking, I thought it was a little closer than that. So we got a lot of games to get in the next few weeks, and like you said, we've got three non-district games left also, and against some good teams, and you know, hopefully we'll be ready for the tournament.
Kind of get you all prepared and ready for the district tournament. So, Coach, appreciate it. Thanks for the hospitality last night. We always enjoy coming over to Riverdale High School, and Tom Nolan even treated us well, so everything was good.
Well, that's good. He treats me well, so
I'm sure he does.
Appreciative of that.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much. Kevin Woodson joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Prentice Salsa, Peating and Air Coach's Corner. When we come back, we're talking some Smyrna Bulldog basketball. Coach Richardson, I think, is in with us this morning. We're going to continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us.